Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Tuesday announced plans to expand country's water storage capacity in consultation with all the provinces, emphasizing that Pakistan's response to India's provocations, especially regarding the Indus Waters Treaty, IWT, would be more strategic and collaborative. Addressing a representative Jirga in Peshawar, the Prime Minister said that Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, KP, had been receiving 1% share under the National Finance Commission, NFC, since 2010 to fight terrorism, adding that the funding would continue until complete elimination of the menace. The Prime Minister began his speech with paying tribute to the KP people for their patriotism and bravery in the fight against terrorism. He told the Jirga he had come to Peshawar to listen to the public grievances and to resolve them. The Prime Minister reaffirmed Pakistan's commitment to securing its water rights under the IWT. He called for urgent measures to enhance the country's water infrastructure to ensure that the rights of the provinces were safeguarded. He said that India could not deprive Pakistan of its rightful share of water or suspend the IWT unilaterally. Pakistan has the right to every drop under the treaty, he declared. Now, we will take steps to store water in the country to counter India's threats, he said. He called for expanding the existing water storage capacity and accelerating work on major projects, such as Daimar Bashah and Dasu dams. A decision on water issue will be taken by inviting all provinces for discussions on how to increase water reserves so that India's malicious designs are buried, he said. NFC Award. Shehbaz said that KP Chief Minister Ali Amin Gandapur had spoken about reviewing the NFC Award. He announced that he would form a committee on KP's share in the NFC Award, and the province's issues would be resolved in collaboration with the provincial government and military officials. The Prime Minister told the Jirga that more than 700 billion rupee funds had been given to KP during different periods. The first agenda item of the NFC Award in 2010 was anti-terrorism efforts in KP, Shehbaz recalled. All provinces fully agreed to giving 1% to KP for the fight against terrorism, he added. That decision was just and appropriate, as KP has remained the frontline province in the war against terrorism, he said. These funds were released to strengthen police force, develop CTD, counterterrorism department, and enhance the capacity of law enforcement agencies, he added. KP will continue to receive funds until the complete elimination of terrorism, he added. However, he noted that Balochistan, despite facing similar security challenges, had not received that much financial support under the NFC, an issue he suggested might needed reassessment.